Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Musibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu bwo buli butya?
And how is the lives?
Gye mutuuseeko?
Where you have reached?
Biri bitya eyo?
How are things out there?
Osanze ekizikiza?
Have you found darkness there?
Osobodde okumulisaayo omusana?
Have you been able to lighten light there?
Mukama akikuweera omukisa.
May God bless you for that.
Mbuliza ku muganda wo.
Greet of your brethren.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
Wish them the best.
Ebyo ebiva eri Katonda kitaffe
yekka. Those coming from God the Father alone.
Oyo w'omu ggulu.
He of heaven.
Era amu ebiva eri ekigambo kye.
And which come from his word.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus.
Era ebiva eri omwoyo wa Mukama.
And which come from the Spirit of the Lord.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Ng'obujjuvu bwe buli.
As his fullness is.
Nga gye myo musanvu egya Katonda.
And they are the seven spirits of God.
Mugambe Mukama alina pulaani ennungi.
Tell them God has a good plan.
Yasonga lwaki akuyita buli lunaku mu lukungaana lw'abatukuvu.
Don't why every day calls you in the gathering of the saints.
Asobole okukubuulira pulaani eyo.
That he can update you of that plan. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, you was born.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tuibaza kitaffe.
We thank the Father
olw'okutulekerayo ebirobo ebiti.
For living us seasons like these.
Nga bikyafaanana nga bwe biri.
And they still appear the way they are.
Ebiro ebimu bibeera bizibu nnyo mu nsi muno.
Some seasons are very hard in this world.
Naddala ng'amazima gaweddewo.
Mostly when truth has ceased to be.
Omusana ogw'okumanyanga guweddewo.
The light of knowledge has ceased to be.
Ebiro ebyo byaliwo era bibaddewo.
Those eras were and they have been.
Era eri abalala.
And unto others.
Bikyagenda mu maaso.
It is still moving on.
Naye eri ffe.
But unto us.
Ebiro ebyo ekizikiza biggwaawo.
The eras of darkness are finishing.
Nga tufuna omusana gw'okumanya kwa Katonda.
And we get the light of the knowledge of God.
Nga tulagibwa ekkubo ery'omusana.
And we are shown the way of light.
Ekkubo ery'obulamu.
The way of life.
Mazima ne twesiima.
And indeed we get so blessed.
Olw'ekigambo ky'okuteesa kwa Katonda.
Because of the word of the counsel of God.
Ekyaleeta omusana guno.
Which brought this light.
Nga kitiisa nti.
And it says that. That is the Christ.
Agamba mukataata.
And he say, Father.
Baganda banga wakiri mulembe guno.
Brothers, at least this generation.
Bawe olugendo lwegu.
Give them the journey of heaven.
Olugendo lwa Bible.
The journey of the Bible.
Busobola okuleta yo musana.
That we can bring their light.
Balemo okuzikirira.
That they don't get destroyed.
Era tuli basanyufu nnyo.
And we are so happy.
Olw'okuteesa okwo kwe baali mu kitaffe omwana n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
That counsel and purpose the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit were in.
Nibakkiriza nti guno gwe mulembe naffe mwe tulina okufunira okumanya.
They accepted this generation we are meant to get knowledge that we don't get destroyed. And we understood that in the journey of heaven God revealed the schemes of Satan. The schemes Satan does to hinder us get back in our home country, our home in heaven. Now we are going to even move on today to see the schemes of Satan unto God and unto his church or unto his saints. Praise Jesus so much. We are still seeing the spirit of Satan in the fourth beast, which is known as the Roman Empire. After fighting the right Christ and his church in the 312, creating the image of the Roman Empire, which is known as the Roman Catholic Church. There arose many religions and the beliefs which appeared as if they are on the Christ Jesus, and which appeared as if they are on salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
look at those who came first were the Catholics themselves or the Roman Catholic Church, which appeared as and claimed as if it was on the Christ Jesus, and it seemeth like things of salvation. But we saw the much unrighteousness which is out there. Even the false Christ who govern those religions. We saw that it began in the 312. But we again looked at Islam and the mosque. And them too attached themselves to Christ Jesus. And they call him Isa Masiya.
Isa bin Maryam.
Oh, Isa bin Maryam. things like that. But it arose in the 583 and the 609.
Now,
with so much on both issues.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And became so God raising salvation.
Mwaka
in 1517,
the Protestantism.
Through the Apostle Martin Luther. But we understood in starting by 1700, that salvation had already perverted the Protestantism and went back to follow those who fell before.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, after we saw that, we are moving on to seeing this salvation. Salvation arising in America. Through the ministers we've studied of.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So tuze tulabe ensonga ezo.
Now we have been seeing those issues.
Eranga tugenda gena maso okulaba obulokozi obwo.
Are going to move on to see that salvation.
Engeri gye bwagulokamu.
How it arose.
N'engeri gye bwagwamu.
And how it fell.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Ate era tujja kuba tulabane ku seven sideno.
And still we shall see of the Adventists and the Jehovahs how them too appeared as if they on Christ. And finally we shall end and we see the salvation, no matter how much you want it, it cannot finish, for it has to keep arising all the time. One leading that work is the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus so much. Now as we still move on to seeing this salvation, the rightful salvation, how it arose within America in the 1700 and the
1800
through the ministers like John Wesley,
Charles Wesley,
and the Reverend Charles Spam. And still there is a false salvation which began to arise in the 1906 through the one-eyed pastor
who
is known as William Fox Smyer. Praise Jesus so much. That caused us to understand that when salvation resumed to arise in America, ministers we've heard of up above, praise Jesus so much, the Holy Spirit led in that work. But still the spirit of Satan, and it too passed through the one-eyed pastor who is known as William Fox Smyer to bringing the false salvation. Now when we look to this salvation, salvation of truth which arose in America in the 1700 and the 1800 together with 1906, we saw that it is based on the foundation of holiness. And we remember
that
even that ministry which moved that mission,
moved on
to be called the Christian Holiness Movement.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Yet still we looked at last time to first seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness, and then the rest to be added
to
us. Just as we read in the Matthew chapter 6, this verse 33, praise Jesus so much, we broke out like four issues. I expect you remember them very well. We asked ourselves the first question: what does it mean to seek the kingdom of God? And how is it done?
What do
you do to seek that kingdom?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We discovered with seeking the book of the Lord, like Isaiah 34:16 and the 17, and the many other scriptures we saw. And we have the second reason, is what we last ended last time seeing. What does the kingdom of God mean?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
That
kingdom of God we seek, what does it mean? And how can we seek for it? We discovered it on the other time that the kingdom of God, which is in our midst, it is the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. What we look in Matthew 12:28, and said, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now we want to move on to see the way of seeking it. After we shall see what is the righteousness that we seek for, what is it? And then we shall see of the way of seeking it. And the fourth thing, we shall check out what the kingdom of heaven is. And where is it found? Praise Jesus so much. But on our second issue, what is seeking the kingdom of God? And how can we seek for it? This day we want to see the way of seeking for it. And to see of the kingdom of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. How do we seek the kingdom of God? Whom we realize is the Holy Spirit. Then after that, then we shall briefly see of the kingdom of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's move on to reading. Just as we heard in the book of Luke, Luke chapter 17, verses 19
and
20. And we are told these words. This is the gospel as God arose it in America in the 1700s
and 1800s.
And the spirit of Satan began to destroy it in the 1906. And as I speak now, we are mixed with the rightful salvation and the false salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We have to be careful at that point.
Unto
you who hears what the Spirit tells the church. Let's read and we hear. Luke chapter 17, verses 19.
Namugamba nti imuka, ogende, okukiriza kwa kukuonyeza. Olinyo lwabiri, bweyabuzi bw'Abafalisaayo nti, obwakabaka bwa Katonda, bujja ddi. Nadamu n'abagamba nti, obwakabaka bwa Katonda tebujjanga bweyolese. Olwabiri mu olumu, so tebali bagamba nti laba, buli wano, oba nti buli wali. Kubanga laba, obwakabaka bwa Katonda, buli mu masekkati gammwe.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So olwaleero nga tunulidde engeri y'okunoonyamu obwakabaka bwa Katonda
buno. Then as we look to how seeking the kingdom of God,
era nga twamutegeerako nti ye Mwoyo Mutukuvu.
And understand him is the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga ye njiri nga bwe yatambula okuva ku lubereberye.
Gospel how it moved from the beginning.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Tuddamu okunoonya obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'obutuukirivu.
And resume to seek the kingdom of God and righteousness.
Obwakabaka bw'omugulu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Then ebisigadde bitwongereko.
Then the rest is added us.
Singa enjiri bweri leero nti abantu babuulira byanfuna.
Not as the gospel is that people preach of worldly possessions. That is, was not what to be preached of. And it was not something to be thought for.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But like they have told us in the Luke 17, the verses 20
and to 21,
when he was asked of the Pharisees, when is the kingdom of God coming?
And he
answered and told them
that
the kingdom of God doesn't come when it manifests.
But
they expected it to be a city.
So, Abaluganda,
now, brethren,
as we
go back to the foundation of this gospel, how it was from the beginning,
to
seeking the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We ask much, what is that kingdom? As that we seek for it. The other time we discovered it's the Holy Spirit. And right now we want to see how do we seek for it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. According to verses 21, Luke 17 speaks this, let's repeat it.
Luke 17:21. Sote bali bagamba nti laba buli wano oba nti buli wali kubanga laba obwakabaka bwa Katonda buli mu masekati gamwe.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much. Bagamba
nti tebagenda bagamba nti bwo buli wali.
He said they will not tell you it is right there or it is right here.
Kubanga buli mu masekati gamwe.
Because it is in your midst.
Bino twabizula ku mulondi
guli. We discovered this the other time.
Era bwe twali tusoma Matayo 12:12.
When we read in the Matthew 12.
No lunyo rabi mu mwana
ana. In the verses 28.
Kama afi Yesu yatunyonyola ku bwakabaka bono.
Our Lord Jesus explained us of this kingdom.
Na tugamba bwati.
And he told us this.
Matayo sura ya 12 onyolwa 28.
Matthew 28, Matthew 12 from verse 28.
Nayo banga nze ngoba daimoni kuba omoyo gwa Katonda. Kale obwakabaka wa Katonda bubajide.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Atunyola nagamba.
He explained and he said,
we banga ngoba daimoni,
if I cast demons,
emizimu,
the demons,
ba malaika abagwa,
the fallen angels,
kuba omoyo wa Katonda,
by the spirit of God,
obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubajide.
The kingdom of God has come for you.
Kati chikambo chiri nti buli masekati gamwe.
The other word that is in your midst.
Kyali kibabuzabuziza.
It had confused them.
Kubanga bali basubira obwakabaka buno buyinza okuba kibuga.
But they hope this kingdom perhaps it's a city.
Kino kye kizibu kye nagamba kitwasingana. Kye tuze tusingana.
This is the problem I've told you we have come meeting.
Buli kaseera mukama wayi musobulokozi.
It's the time anytime God raises salvation.
Era okugamba nti Katonda ayi musobulokozi mu America.
And to say God raised salvation in America.
Mwaka gwa 1700.
In the 1700.
Kusingira da mwaka gwa 1800.
Mostly in the 1800. Mostly in 1906. Through Charles Spam.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. What hinders us most? That we seek for if we don't know it. We are deceived by the evil Satan. And he gives in us things else. Praise Jesus so much. And he gives us another gospel. He gives us another spirit. Praise Jesus so much. And gives us the other Christ.
But
Jesus has been explaining in the Matthew 12:28. He has shown that this kingdom, it is the Holy Spirit.
We
say, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. Now what is the meaning here? If I seek the kingdom of God, I need to seek for the Holy Spirit. And I seek for his actions.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And then we will direct me
unto
the kingdom of heaven. How is it?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That's why you have no way you can run from him, for he's in our midst. And we discover those who get to understand him.
Get
his portion and puts it in them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So chino chetuagaru kuangere otegere.
This is what we want to add on to understand.
Kitu wasoma mzaburi ya 139.
We read in the Psalms 139.
Yatuongere okumanya bwe tugendo okunonyo bwakabaka bwakatondo ono.
Move on to know how we are going to seek this kingdom of God.
Ate nobutukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mzaburi ya 139.
In the Psalms 139.
Ayogera bwati.
He speaks like this.
Olunye olwo musavu.
The verse 7.
Zaburi 139.
Psalms 139 verse 7.
Nagenda wa okuveri omoyo gwo. Oba nadukira wa masogo. Olunyolo munana. Bwe nali nyamuguru nga joli. Bwe nayala obuliri bwange mu magombe. Laba nga joli. Olunyolo omwenda. Bwe natola ebiwawatira ebyenkya. Nentula mu bifo ebyennyanja ebiri ewala ennyo. Olunyolo ekumi. Newa nkuba deyo omukono gwo guna nunga mianga.
Where shall I run from your spirit? Want to run, go down in the hell. Your spirit is right there. Even you are there. I say, get wings, fly to the heaven. Still you are right there. Every place, this kingdom is there. The kingdom of God. The spirit of God. But what is most hard
is
you to seek for what you don't know. Indeed, you can pass it. When the Holy Spirit Bible shows him to us as the kingdom of God, we see him is in the heavens, we see him is on the earth. I'm going to request to use the King James Version.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We read the 1 John chapter 5, verse 7 and 8.
Ebaluwa ya Yokana chisoka esule yokutano.
First John chapter 5.
Ebaluwa ya Yokana chisoka esule ya kutano olunyolo msambu.
First John chapter 5 from verse 7.
For there are three that bear witness in heaven.
Kubanga waliwo abajulirwa basatu muguru.
The Father,
Chitafe,
the Word,
Chigambo,
and the Holy Spirit,
no moyo mutukufu,
and these three are one.
Edaba no bonsatule muntu omu.
Watu gambi.
They tell us
waliwa bajula basatu muguru.
There are three witnesses in heaven.
Kuliko Chitafe.
There is the Father.
Kuliko Chigambo.
There is the Word.
Kuliko moyo mutukufu.
There is the Holy Spirit.
Moyo mutukufu muguru jali.
The Holy Spirit is in heaven.
Wabula tera tutuka ku bajulu abali kunsi.
Still when we reach the witnesses on earth.
Iranga nawo wali.
Still too he is there.
Katusomolo nyoro munano ulile.
Let's read the verse 8.
1 John chapter 5 verse 8.
Yokane chisoka isude kutano olinyirwa munana.
And there are three that bear witness in earth.
Era wadwo abajulu basatu
kunsi. The Spirit,
omoyo,
and the water,
namazi,
and the blood,
namusai,
and these three agree in one.
Edaba nobon satule bakirizagana mbomo.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omoyo mutukufu.
The Holy Spirit
Kusijari.
On the earth, he is there.
Mugurujari.
He is in heavens.
Na yoru uziruachi sibanji intiba mudaba.
But you think, why is it that not many they see that they see him?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. That's why best is not to say seek the kingdom of God. Last time we heard, if someone never gets born again, they cannot see the kingdom of God. And they cannot enter in it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. When we read in Revelations 12, those in heaven have ever welcomed the kingdom of God. And they said, because the kingdom of God has come. But already they were in the city of God,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven. What is this they had
welcomed?
Now they felt the presence of the Holy Spirit has taken over everywhere. Let's read in Revelation.
Let
us get deeper in understanding this kingdom. At the same time, we see how to seek him. For many, even many years, those we've been excessive, as we've been seeking for what we don't know.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But in this time, God is
renewing
us in the true salvation. He tells us how it's moving and it's falling. And he shows us the light how we shall handle it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When we read in the book of Revelations, Revelations 12. It moves on to show us. Let's read from verse 10. Revelations 12 from verses 10.
Nempulire dobozi dene muguru. Ngalio geranti. Kaka nobuloko zibuze na amanyi. Nobu akabaka wakatonda wafe. Nobu inza wa Kristo we. Kubanga lopa waganda wafe ya suribwa. Abalopa maso ga katonda. Masoka katonda wafe misana nechiro.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Muguru ba maraika.
In heaven is the angels.
Ababera mu kibuga kya
Katonda. Who are in the city of God.
Babibulani ya 12 abiri mu biri bwetu gamba.
Hebrews 12:22 tells us.
No rwabiri mu 7.
And 23.
Ki kibuga kino Yerusalemu ekyo muguru.
That this city Jerusalem of heaven.
Kunga nide ni lya ba maraika.
The great gathering of the angels.
Na batukuvu ba Katonda.
And the saints of God.
Ate kyewunyisha.
But it is surprising.
Nti mukubikuri bashule ne 12.
That in the Revelation 12.
Bovira da kunyuro musanga.
When you come from verse 7
paka urwe 10
unto verse 10
rwashoka kulaga ndi wabaruka utalo muguru
first show that there's a war which happened in
Malaika
heaven
Michael,
angel Michael
eba malaika abatukuvu
and the holy angels
ate ne sitani
even Satan
eba malaika baba
and his fallen angels
eba ruana gano utalo ne rubaruka
o the war arose
sitani wagoyo bwa muguru ne ba malaika
be Satan and his angels are just from heaven
mukubikulirwe shulene ye 10
in the revelation in Revelation 12:10
ibagamba
and they say
na ulira kugamba ba malaika bonanga bogira
and he had all the angels say
ibagamba
and they say
wao burokozi bwa Katonda wa
fi salvation of our God
no bwakabaka bwa Katonda wa
fi kingdom of our God
buzi
it's come
kubanga ensonge nkuru lwaki tulaba anti buzi
main reason why
kubanga ndabanga obwangu
and the righteousness I saw as if it is
obwakabaka bwantawanya
but the kingdom troubled me a bit
ngandoza anti kirabika kibuga
and I thought perhaps it's the city
era sasuka wao
and I didn't go beyond that
nakoma kubizimbe
I ended on the buildings
ngamanyi kebwe bwa
kabaka and I knew that's the kingdom
wali obunonya wa
where were you
ebizimbe wali obinonya
where were you seeking those buildings
zina ndo zati ninwa kugamba okubanga obambi somako
nenga
nawe mbisomako simanyi wa bijja
I thought I had to read about the yet
na lingera geranya no bwakabaka bwa Buganda
why compared the Buganda kingdom
nikasina wenchijja kirala
kirile kwa kweli else to imagine how it is
na ye bintu bino byaba bizuba
na these things were very hard
zimukusoka we nasoko ulile ekigambi
me when I first heard that word
nagambi bintu byaba zungu
atutawanya mitu I think those of the wise white men they're troubling our heads
katubunonye tubujewo bwa
kabaka bwa Katonda the kingdom of God we get it from where
wano waliwo bwa Buganda busoga ankole
bichi Buganda kingdom busoga and ankole
now nabalala
in the others
katuwo bwa Katonda buberawa
now the one of God where is it
ataba mbaga mangati buli eyo muguru
other side is in heaven
aninga katu muguru tunali nyabiri bwa watu binavawo
how we shall we get wings to go to heaven
kuli ba malaika tugene muguru tubunonye
angels to get wings get in heaven seek the kingdom
waliwo film je bayita nga Lost Kingdom
there is a film called Obakabako Bwabula
inga kire kandu shira bwe kweka
and I say perhaps it's hidden
kuli eyo
maybe it is right there
ngabizimbe biliyo bwe kweka
buildings hidden there
kati sabite kutufu mukusoka nsibimanya
na I need not this before
ira kufe munsimu nombamu obutamanya bonyo
as in this world there is much ignorance
ati mune twanyweranga kali twatandikira okulokoka
and when we began to get
saved wakubandize natandikira mu rugendo lwe guru waliye ibibuzo
I began in the journey of heavens and there were questions
nzikirizibwo okubuza ne bibuza nga ko
accepted to ask
nyinyonyolanga ndala
and the explanation was different
kati nagenda ngeri abashumba
I went to the pastors
baba tumo baba nabbi
apostles and the prophets
mbabuje ndabo batufanaga nyenzira muje bangambi
them to see whether the answers I got
there same I
faced the problem
ngabali bibangamba sibiri nayo sibira
tell me
mumpe kubyawandiki babane
scriptures
nje bigambe mubirekera abasimanyi
some words live
the senior pastors
the senior pastors
ibigambi mubire kubire kanga
bulisi you just give on them
nawe bangamba
that's what they told me
nemba gandi kanti ekintu kibangamba okunonya
how can I leave something they told me to seek for
what do you omulala nze kwento bwenali
me that's how I was
mujie kone eno masha
you come even in the front
praise God
kama yebazibwe
okay me I would be in overnight
me nze naberanga mu overnight
and they would tell us that when you fall down
ngabatu gama tu ogwa wansi
or if you see tears coming
oba wolaba maziga ngagajja obango nyenya onyenyezo
kwa
oba woseka ndio moyo mutuku vuchitegeza ali
mokwe I would start complaining to
eranze ngatandi kwa kwemulugunya
that for sure God for me with sin did die for me
eranga mbuza mukama chibichi chenakola
why can't I fall down like
is the watch sigwanga abalala
so I don't know maybe that's what I understood by the Holy Spirit
thing in you. So I would
even keep on asking people that for sure for me why don't
because
they would tell us that when you fall down and like fainting I think that's when you have a fellowship with the Holy
Baba
Spirit
tugamba, wogwanga, wansi, chitegeza, omo yali kunawe.
So that's it
na nze kyecho
kyecho yali nayo ategera bamugamba weddume ekigobwa
kabaka bwa Katonda fall down the kingdom
omwoyo mutukuvu
ngaoyo that is him
ati mbwa kabaka bwa Katonda teba abayimiridde tuyimiridde
now in the kingdom of God there are no people standing you mean
aha katulabo mulala
praise the Lord Jesus. I'm Pastor Ruth. Indeed, we thank God who has lightened the light in the darkness. The truth, we were in darkness. For the truth is, I am not sure under the sun if there is a person who has been seeking the kingdom of God and they knew it, except when it's been revealed to them. For we didn't know that the kingdom, it's the Holy Spirit. And we knew the Holy Spirit is there. And we spoke it. The Holy Spirit is there.
But sometimes
we get to think perhaps it's not there. And you may think perhaps it's elsewhere. And elsewhere is not there.
But
when we've understood the seven spirits, that they are everywhere. Now I understand that everywhere, wherever I am, he is there.
He
wasn't there before. Now in seeking much, that we thought the kingdom of God is in heaven as is spoken. And we think of heaven. And my thought asked me, in that they taught me, that when you seek much here, you pray, you fast, you do righteousness, you care as the scriptures speak, there I will be able to enter in the kingdom of God. That is the way we worked for it. Now, darkness was in the way of seeking it. We don't know how to seek for it. Whom we seek, who is that? And where is he? And there was a problem of differentiating. Is it in the world? It is in heaven. Now we thought we had to first leave the earth and we go meet it in heaven. And we did know. That one too found it like that. That's how she was taught of it. And issues of righteousness,
it's not the
keeping of the laws and the commandments how they are.
The
kingdom of God, we've entered him, he gathered the book of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord.
And
us convicting the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Who is another? We remaining with
him.
Praise the Lord.
I'm
Anet. Me, I didn't differentiate the kingdom and the seeking of God. Me, I had one scripture I held on that seek God as it can be found. Forced me to sleep on the mountains in the overnight, and I fasted.
They
told me if you preach much the gospel you are given, and I preach the gospel.
With
all my heart thinking I thought the kingdom. I fasted endlessly. Those were works of the kingdom. Those are works of the kingdom. Me, I was seeking the kingdom through that. There is another here. Praise Jesus, brethren. I'm teacher Harriet. Me, I was there seeking for God. But I didn't know there is the kingdom of God, which is the Holy Spirit. But it was one day, and I no more wanted to ask for physical things. I fell on a scripture in the Matthew 6:33.
Yes. Kati
And say, first
seek the kingdom of God.
And
the rest will be added
to
us. The day I began to pray through that scripture, I told God, I want to see your kingdom.
He
didn't answer me else, but
he
rebuked me of.
He
rebukes me. Anytime I repent of one sin, he brings another sin. Anytime I finish his repentance, many three sins. That is how it was.
And I
said, I didn't understand it. Let's give another. And the Holy Spirit tried on us. He did try to manifest our way. Let's end with that one. Praise the Lord. I thank God who is light in darkness. Me too, I prayed in Matthew 6:33. I prayed much, say that the kingdom come. But what I asked for, me too, I didn't know it. But I held on it, your kingdom come in me. I move with it. I didn't see it. Now there is a problem. Praise Jesus so much. Now as we move on to be seeking this kingdom, the kingdom of God. Praise Jesus so much. We understand he is the Holy Spirit. This kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit,
the
only greatest treasure in the kingdom of heaven. It's why we seek for it. And after you get that, all the rest is added to you. One day Jesus spoke when in Matthew 13, verse 43, and he said this, Matthew 13:44,
obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bufaanana ng'eky'obugagga ekyakisibwa mu lusuku. Omuntu n'akiraba n'akikweka, n'olw'essanyu lye n'agenda n'atunda byalina byonna n'agula olusuku olwo. Olwanamwetaano, nate obwakabaka bw'omuggulu bufaana n'omuntu omutunzi anoonya elulu ennungi.
The
kingdom of heaven.
Matwali.
These are territories.
But
in it is a treasure. One treasurable thing in there. When we reach to see the kingdom of heaven, there are two territories in it. There is a room above and a room below.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
in both those rooms, there is one treasure in them.
One
greater, and after you get it, all the rest has to be added to you.
And
the kingdom of heaven is someone
with
a treasure they seek, it's within it. For God was right. Let's first seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness, and the rest is added us. Now the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit, it's the treasure which is in the kingdom of heaven, the greatest treasure in it. After you've discovered and got it, all the rest will be added to you. If you dare get that kingdom and
its
righteousness and what it does, the rest you are to freely get them. One day, someone asked the kingdom and he didn't know it.
He
told him, you've asked the best. King
Solomon,
he asked for wisdom
and
what he asked is the Holy Spirit. They told him, ask the best. Even what you've not asked, we give it to you. We add it. I want to show you this kingdom.
See,
those who have
given
because it's the treasure.
in the heavens
and earth the greatest. Even the new heavens and the new earth. If you get it, the rest they give you.
Let them be added,
for they have gotten the greatest treasure. Why don't they
get
freely given the rest?
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Let's repeat verse 44. Matthew 13:44.
Bufanana ng'ekyobugagga ekyakisibwa mu lusuku. Omuntu n'akiraba n'akikweka n'olw'essanyu lye n'agenda n'atunda byali nabyo byonna. N'agula olusuku olwo.
N'agula olusuku kubanga olusuku olwo.
For that field.
Lulimu ekyobugagga ekirimu kyarabye.
Treasure he has discovered in it.
Atubakabaka b'omugulu baakugeraageranya bwe tutannaba kusomako bulungi awo.
Heaven was compared which you have not studied yet well.
Bwe tujja okulaba bulina amatwale ga mirundi ebiri.
That we shall see has in two territories.
In
what is today
and
those going to be coming.
But
the kingdom of heaven, these are territories.
But
is the treasure in the midst of it.
That
it's in the midst of the field.
If you heard it,
the treasure is in the midst of it. Maybe I've heard it wrong. Let's read it. Let's repeat it.
Matthew 13:44.
One who saw that is the Father. That's why his son is called the Son of Man. Those are in Job. Where is the place of wisdom and understanding? God, when he saw it, he hid it. He said, heaven and earth, they are mine. He hid it, he told us to seek for it.
Now we are seeking
and those who see they become rich, that they get to be rich with him. Treasure is not a joke.
Yet
it's in our midst. When you seek for it, there are things which were not easy, which the Holy Spirit those who helped to enter heaven.
Hold
scripture as you read it, handle it and go with it.
But
not that we had been revealed what they are still seeking for.
But
when you hear the kingdom of good and righteousness, and you say, let me do things of righteousness at least, for I don't know the kingdom, God will enter me in it. Verse 45, he moved on to speak this. Matthew 13:45.
Nate. Obwakabaka bw'omuguru bufaanana omuntu omutunzi anoonya erulu ennungi. Olwanamu omukaaga. Bwe yalaba erulu emu ey'omuwendo omungi n'agenda n'atunda byali nabyo byonna n'agigula.
Kulaba ebintu bingi nga bya mulingo ebyomuwendo.
Many things which are valuable.
But
he
says,
if we discovered our peace, the one in the midst, the greatest treasure of all,
God would
sell all. The man we speak of is called the Father. That's why his son Christ is called the Son of Man.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. What he emphasizes as much,
he
said, seek my kingdom, the kingdom of God, is the spirit of God. It's the greatest treasure of all, that seek that kingdom and his righteousness. the rest I'll give them to you.
Kuba kati oba maze ofuna ekyo obugagga.
You got the treasure.
Mhm.
Matayo sura ya 13 olunyolwana mu musango.
Matthew 13:47.
Nate obwakabako bw'omuguru bufanana ekiragala kye basula mu nyanja ne kikunganya ebya buli ngeri. Olwana mu 8 bwe kyajjula ne bakiwalula ku ttale ne batuula ne bakunganyiza ebirungi mu nkanga.
You first end there.
Kati bwakabaka bw'omuguru.
Now the kingdom of heaven.
Alimu ekiragala munda.
In it is a net.
Ono yimoyo murukufu.
This is the Holy Spirit.
Kikunganya byonna ebya kitaffe
byonna. Gathers all things of the Father.
Era Bible wewe mwogera kegamba.
When Bible speaks of the Father, he gets from what's of the Father. What's of the Father is of Christ and he brings it to us.
Kati bw'omala okubanga omufunye.
After you've gotten him.
Because
of the authority of God,
which
is all we need,
is God
many thousands of treasures.
That's why they
say the kingdom of
heaven,
there is that net
which
gathers all
these. If you read
scriptures, it gathered them.
Don't read Isaiah 30:16.
The Spirit of the Lord gathered.
Net is
capturing everything. The kingdom holding all things.
If
you dare get him, the rest they added you.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
If you are
and you just keep picking out things which are to be added you just.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Matayo sura ya 13:48. Bwe kyajjula ne bakiwalula ku ttale ne batula ne bakunganyiza ebirungi mu nkanga ebibi ne babisuula.
Kakati era y'omu y'oyo akwasaganyiza eggulu n'ensi.
He's the one who handles heavens and earth and its fullness.
Era akwasaganyiza abalungi n'ababi.
He connected the evil and the bad.
The good
and the evil, he gives them oxygen. And according to his works, we spread everywhere. They eat and they drink by him. For even creations are there by him. For he sent and they are created. Like in Psalms 104:30. Yet is gathered all there in him, yet they don't know. Every place he is there.
Kakati ya Uganda.
Now, brethren, problem we found ourselves when we gathered the kingdom of God. When the Holy Spirit, it needs to be known.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
It's
a real treasure. You hear of King Solomon in 1 Kings 3. When he meets God, God told him, ask of what you need. It's true.
He
asked for wisdom and understanding.
Yet
he was asking for the Holy Spirit himself.
And
when he asked for the best,
this
is what God told him down here. Let's read there and we hear. First Kings Chapter 3.
Basekabaka ekisooka esula yokusatu olunyolo olomukaga.
First Kings 3:6.
Suleiman nayogera nti wamukola bulungi nnyo omuddu wa Daudi kitange.
Katuddemo olwokutandikira ku lwokutaano.
Basekabaka ekisooka esula yakusatu olunyolo olwokutaano.
First Kings 3:5.
Mukama analabikira Suleiman e Gibeoni mu kiroto ekiro. Katonda nayo gera nti saba chemba nkuwa. Onyolo mukaga. Suleiman nayo gera nti wamukola bulungi nnyo omuddu wa Daudi kitange. Ngabo yatambulira masogo mu mazima ne mu butuukirivu ne mu bugolokofu bw'omutima wamu naawe. Era wamuterekera ekisa kino ekinene. Kubanga omuwadde omwana wo okutuula ku ntebe ye nga bwe kiri leero. Olunyolo 7. Era nno ayi Mukama Katonda wange. Ofudde omuddu wo kabaka mu kifo kya Daudi kitange, nange ndi mwana muto. simanyi kufuluma ne wankubadde okuyingira. Nyolomunana era omuddu wo ali wakati mu bantu bo be walonda, eggwanga eddene eritayinzika kubalibwa ne wankubadde okugattibwa obulungi. Olwomwenda kale omuwa omuddu wo omutima omutegeevu okusalanga emisango gy'abantu bo, njawulenga obulungi n'ebibi, kubanga ani ayinza okusala emisango gy'eggwanga lino lyonna ekkulu.
Yes, yebazi wenyu.
Praise Jesus so much.
Watu ni olinyi olu omwenda.
When you look to verse 9.
Yamuga mpo mutima ogutegeera.
So give me an understanding heart.
Na hivyo tunabatula bakubujuvu wa moyo
mtukubono kutunonya. The fullness of the Holy Spirit whom we seek.
Yes, yebazi wenyu.
Praise Jesus so much.
Walimu moyo ogutegeera.
In him is the spirit of understanding.
Tumanyinda alimu moyo wa mukama.
We know he holds the spirit of the Lord.
Moyo wa magezi.
The spirit of wisdom.
Moyo ogutegeera.
The spirit of understanding.
Moyo ogutesa.
The spirit of counsel.
Moyo wa amani.
The spirit of power.
Moyo ogumanya.
The spirit of knowledge.
Moyo ogutya mukama.
And of the fear of God.
Na yono yayogera ko omukuye.
This one spoke one of them.
Ntimpa omoyo wo ogutegeera.
Give me the spirit of understanding.
Obo mutima ogutegeera.
Oh, an understanding
heart. Boyasabe hicho.
When he asked that.
Ukwandi yali ayogedde ku kyobugagga ekisinga.
Spoken of the greatest treasure.
Ekyobugagga nga ye moyo mutukuvu masekati
ya. Treasure and it's the Holy Spirit in our midst.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Kingdom of God.
Ebirala byonna Mukama yamuddamu nga amugamba bwati.
All the rest God answered him telling him this.
Basekabaka ekisoke sura ya kusatu. Olunyolwe 10.
First Kings chapter 3 verses 10.
Awe bigambe byo nebisanyusa mukama kubanga Sulemani asabye ekyo. Olunyolwe 10 n'olumu. Katonda namugamba nti kubanga osabye kino. So tewesabide kuwangala. So tewesabide bugagga. So tewesabide bulamu bw'abalabe bo. Naye wesabide obutegeevu okwawulamu emisango.
Naga nti say Katonda kyamusanyusa nnyo.
It pleased God so much.
Kubanga Solomon asabye okutegeera.
Solomon asked for understanding.
Yasaba moyo mutukuvu kenyi.
Holy Spirit himself.
Ekyo bugagga ekisinga yo bwakabaka bw'omuguru.
Greatest treasure in the kingdom of heaven.
Bwakabaka bw'omuguru obuli neno ku nsi
wa. The kingdom of heaven which is even on this earth.
Kubanga twagamba nti buli mwama twale gambe
wendi. Told you it holds two territories.
Buli mwekitundu kya waguru n'ekya wansi.
The rim above and the rim below.
Naye mu masekati ge guru n'ensi muli mu ekyo bugagga ekyo kimu ekisinga.
Of heavens and earth there is one greatest treasure.
Omoyo mutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Bwakabaka bwa Katonda mu masekati ge.
The kingdom of God in our midst.
Bwe yakona ku yenti bampoyo.
He hinted on him that they give me that one.
Katonda n'asanyuka nnyo n'agamba osabye bulungi.
At least much he said you've asked good.
N'amugamba bwati.
And he told him this.
Basekabaka ekisooka esula ya kusatu olunyiriri olwe 12.
First Kings chapter 3 verse 12.
Laba nkoze ng'ekigambo kyo bwe kiri. Laba nkuwadde omutima omugezi era omutegeevu.
Daba yamugamba nkuwadde omutima omugezi.
Told him I've given a wise heart.
Moyo wa magezi.
Spirit of wisdom.
Era okutegeera.
And an understanding.
Moyo w'okutegeera.
Spirit of understanding.
Kubanga osoose kunoonya bwakabaka.
For you first thought to the kingdom.
Bwe yali amuwensonga yamugamba.
When he gave him reason.
Tewesabidde kuwangala.
Not asked to live long.
Tewesabidde bugagga.
Not asked wealth.
Kuwangula balabe bo.
To overcome your enemies.
N'ebiringa.
And the things like those.
Ky'osabye ky'ekyobugagga ekisinga. Osoose n'onoonya obwakabaka.
First chose the kingdom.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the rest.
Bisigadde kambi kwongera.
The rest let me add them to you.
Si bwe yamukola.
He didn't do that.
Ono yanonyo bwakabaka kitu.
This one put the kingdom
in. Yewakubadde naye yenyewe omwoyo mutukuvu yamuyamba ko byambi.
Ye kenyini
bwakabaka yamuyamba.
Kingdom himself is the one who helped him in this.
Kubanga yatubeerera obuno.
He bears our weakness.
Olumu tugenda tumunoonya nga tubitegeera n'atuyamba.
Sometimes we seek and we don't understand him yet he understands.
Nanga mzuno wano mpitako.
And he helps us. He tells you you're passing me, I'm here.
Andi yagamba nti nalabibwa abatambulirisanga.
He is the one who say I was seen by those who have never inquired of me.
Isaiah
65.
I
was seen by those who never inquired of me. Those who have never researched of me. I spoke, here I am. Now imagine. Me too, I did know him.
I thought
these are words of the whites who confuse our heads. So I asked them, now where is the kingdom? They told me it's in heaven. And they say, me who has no wings, how will I seek for it in heaven? Let it be there.
So
I didn't understand that. But it itself said, I am here. And understand me.
Katikabaka Solomon ekintu kiyasaba.
King Solomon the king thingy asked.
Kitulaga nti yasoka kunonya bwakabaka bwe yali anonya bwe yasaba.
Fought for the kingdom.
After
he spoke of that, he thought that he can move in righteousness. He said, I can't judge these people.
Except
the kingdom and the righteousness has come. Give me spirit of wisdom and understanding. That I can lead your people in coming and entering. Told him what you've asked is the best. Not prayed for wealth, to long life, even destroy your enemies.
But
what you've asked is the best. Now listen. First Kings chapter 3 verse 12.
Laba nkozenge chigambo chobwe chiri. Laba nkwado mutima omugezi ero mutegevu. Obutabanga wakwenka nokusoka gwe. Sono oluvanyuma lu tewali golokoka akwenkana. Olwe 13. Era nkuwadde nebyo byotasabye.
Aha. Nkuwadde nebyo otakoze.
I even give you what you've not asked.
Matayo mukaga 3:33 tugambirya.
Matthew 3 tells us how.
Musoke munonyo bwakabaka bwakatonda.
Seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness.
Bino mbibongereko temusaba.
The rest I will add them, don't ask for them. Solomon, how did he do that? And the kingdom himself is the one who helped him. The Holy Spirit. Needs when you two are humbled. Understand, for enemies are still there.
He
needed wealth as a king.
Yandi gambi njagala mpangale nga mfuga mfugenge mpangale nge mfuga,
and they outlive like a tortoise.
Ne mngane nda kati mpa
said no
kugamba bwuli na nesala yali mo moyo mutu.
He had the prayer, it involved the Holy Spirit.
Manga ya musabirawo,
we asked for his behalf.
Yagambo omuddu wono,
he said this your servant
moto
is young.
Isari ya moyo mtukufu yeye hapo bojira.
The Holy Spirit when you hear it.
Na kubandi yeka Solomon chi yakola yali yabugulirawo.
What Solomon did had happened for him.
Ngaye bwa kabaka.
Now see the king.
Na musabire ebisinga.
And he asked for the best for him.
Yes abayo kenyine muono nze.
He asked himself, give this one me.
Yes yewe zibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye amugamba katika shitaka sei konkoledde chindu
chindu. Since you've done me one thing.
No tasaba bilala byonna
bili. Did ask for else
things. Yotasabye kambi kuongere
nami. What you've not asked, let me add them to you.
Kechu chiyaga munonyo baka baka no butu kuongere ko. What is
it? Seek the kingdom and righteousness, the rest to be added.
Basa kabaka ekisoke sura ya 3 onyirwa 13.
First King 3:13.
Era nkuwade nebyo byotasabye.
Eh, bana singa twanonye echo.
If we fought for that. If what we will not ask is given us,
for
here he began it. What we don't ask is what he gives us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now I pray we get strengthened.
Africa.
You know, as Africa,
mostly Uganda,
mostly Uganda, the power,
we've
given the work to renew this gospel.
Amen.
After getting ruined in America,
God
promised out of Africa will come the last revival, the fire.
But given,
as Uganda, you lead our colleagues in the world, when you hear of these words,
ask you
handle them with a determined spirit.
But
that's where our wisdom understanding is to come from.
The
Holy Spirit, how he appears with the exceeding power.
The
more you get the light of his knowledge, add the spirit of power. And most say, why did he say when you get knowledge, spirit of knowledge is near the spirit of power?
He said,
let me be the first ahead. When knowledge fills in them, power follows. Spirit of power. God the Spirit put himself in the right and the left hand.
Yes,
according to how you see that lampstand. Now the problem
which
was of what we've met many generations, the seeking of what we don't know.
And
we want it yet we don't know it. There is the problem there.
You were
to move the mountains and the valleys. And you seek the kingdom and you don't see it.
And
you end up with the other God. I will see it when I reach heaven. Still, when you reach heaven, you see it.
But
the problem is that you didn't see it on the earth and you reach heaven. Maybe you saw it and you did know it.
You
knew the Holy Spirit and felt you loved him.
It was him,
the kingdom you seek for, yet you don't know him.
And so
just go. As long as he loves me. And they love me, they obey my commands. Let's move by that. They will understand me within heaven. Things were hanging there, not coming out clear. Let's finish here.
1 Kings 3:13. Era nkuwadde n'ebyo by'otosabye obugagga n'ekitiibwa obutabangawo mu bwakabaka n'omu okwenkana ennaku zo zonna. Olw'14 era bw'onootambulanga mu makubo gange okukwatanga amateeka gange n'ebiragiro byange nga kitaawo Dawudi bwe yatambula era ndyongera ku nnaku zo.
Namugana ennaku.
He said even your days.
What did Toby say?
Not ask them. Going to add them. If you move in the ways of righteousness,
which
the kingdom of God and righteousness.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
The kingdom
I've given you and his righteousness. Those are his commands.
But
the commands he tells us, they are spiritual.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Even
your days are added. Don't waste time to ask for more years. You get this kingdom. One day, I was seated
and
I watched the television.
TV, yo. Simanyi bajita bichi.
That television, the salt.
Aha,
the salt television station. Now there is a prayer on it.
Your kingdom come.
Waka waka wawuje.
It
starts like this.
The Lord is prayer.
Esala ya mukama.
Ya mukama yafe.
Is it for the Lord? It's our prayer.
Prayer is
not of God. It's us who told him to teach us how to pray. He gave it to us.
It's
not God's prayer. It's the prayer God gave us. It's ours. And I reduced marks for that.
Aha.
The second thing. Our Father in heaven.
Who is,
yet you have another spiritual father as you claim. That too I cut it. I moved it down. A loweth be your name. I asked when it and where it was darkened from. Those claims it, they wash it from which sea. And things you do like of young children. Now
you
reach the kingdom come. When it come? How does it appear?
Thy
will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Ask.
It's
done on earth
as it's
done in heaven. What is that? They just read and play it like that. Now what meaning for that? The kingdom of God come, how does it appear? When will it come? I think all along you read well there.
So
all along the kingdom of God you say to come, it already came. What you need it is to come in you. That you get the portion of the Spirit of God
Mugwe
in you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
That's why
ended as he told us in the John. Let me summarize, we do this. He told us like this. In the John 14,
17
and
18.
John chapter 14, verse 17.
Omoyo wa mazima, ensigwe te inza kukiriza kubanga temulaba, sote mutegeera. Mwe mumutegeera kubanga bera jemuli, era nabanga mumwe.
Omoyo mtu kuvono.
This Holy Spirit,
bwibaka baka bulijobwe tunonya.
It's the kingdom we've all fought for.
Na yenge nsite inza kumulaba.
But the world cannot see him.
Kubanga temutegeera.
For it doesn't understand him.
That
you see him
because
you understand him.
He
will be within
you
and even to
you. He
is in us, even in our midst.
As he
is in the heavens and the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But the more a
portion of his is in you,
you
become a kingdom.
Bible
says,
First Corinthians
3:16. Let's read it there and we hear.
Abakorinse chisoka esula ya kusatonyirwa 10 na mukaga.
First Corinthians 3:16.
Temumanyinga muli yekalu ya Katonda. Erango moyo gwa Katonda abera mu mwe.
Bwafuna ekitundu mufe.
When it gets a portion in us.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We've already
gotten the kingdom of God and us, and we too we are in him.
Bible,
Revelations 1:6.
It says he
made us the kingdom.
O
kings.
Let's
read it then we
hear.
Revelation chapter 1 verse 6.
Okubikulwe sule soko nyolo mkaga. Na tufulo wakabaka. Bakabone eri Katonda chitawe. Echitibwa nobu inza viverenge rio ye mirembe ne mirembe. Amen.
Ya tufula buwachi.
You made us a kingdom.
Tuafuka tutio wakabaka.
How did we become a kingdom?
Olichibuga.
Are you a city? If you think the kingdom of God is a city, you became a portion of the kingdom of God. After the Holy Spirit himself, the kingdom of God coming in you,
and
he said you became a kingdom and the priests
unto
our God. How did you become? Did you become a building?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Many things have happened yet we didn't understand them. But as God is living, just as he decided to love us, he has revealed us these words. And if we are seeking the kingdom of God, we seek the Holy Spirit and his fullness, and there we begin to seek for his righteousness, the acts of the Spirit of God, of righteousness.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus so much. And this is what God determined to seek in the Acts chapter 2. Let's quickly pass through it because of time. Acts chapter
2,
3 and
4.
Acts chapter 2, verse 3.
Nekulabika kubo ennimi ngezo muliro nga zeyawuddemu buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu olunyolo kuna bonna ne bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Bonna ne bajjako ennimi ez'omuliro.
Upon them came tongues of fire,
ne bajjuzibwa omwoyo omutukuvu,
and they got filled of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit has now begun to come be unto them and to be within them. We, the point we shall begin to relate with the Holy Spirit well, when we are sure within the kingdom and this portion within us, we can connect to him outside.
If
we hold works of righteousness to be done,
if
we command the healing,
This involves the angels, those who become spirits to serve us, and they join on the Holy Spirit to make up the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Oh, how his works are to move in righteousness. Because of time which is left us, when Bible speaks of the tongues of fire, those which show fullness of the Holy Spirit. In Revelation 4:5 speaks this. Revelation chapter 4, verses 5.
N'okubwatuka n'entebe n'etabaaza omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gyemeye omusanvu egya Katonda.
Yes, yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bikola batuma essula ey'okubiri.
Acts chapter 2.
Onyolwokusatu.
Verse 3.
Paka olwokuna.
9 to 4.
Gandi webajjako ennimi ez'omuliro.
It shows when tongues of fire came on them.
Bajjuzibwa omwoyo wa Katonda.
They got filled of the Spirit of God.
And
can't speak tongues of the nations all over the world. But revelations which we've just read, Revelations
4:5,
told us, saw seven lamps of fire.
It explains
that the seven spirits of God, the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit, His fullness, like the fullness of the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so
much.
He's made of the seven spirits. And if you seek Him, you seek one of those. Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of wisdom, of understanding, of the counsel, Spirit of power, and you see of power, of knowledge, and of fear of God.
Begin
to seek all those as we shall study tomorrow. You are seeking the kingdom. And when He comes in you, even outward is there, you begin to see Him. See wisdom creating things. And you go look for a banana in the ground, you don't see it. Yet it comes
out.
You realize the spirit of wisdom and the counsel,
and
gathers the ingredients. You begin to see Him, and the world never sees Him, yet you see Him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
you first got to understand Him, here
you'll
be able to fulfill the prayer in Corinthians, the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us, for all of us. You be fellowship with Him, for you understand Him, you see Him, you see the works He does,
you're
working with Him,
you
became a kingdom, as is the kingdom of God.
You
didn't become the kingdom of God,
you
became a kingdom which is Him. Why
is
called the kingdom of God? It is the Spirit of God.
Let's
begin from there.
May
God bless you. Thank you for coming.